is going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 26 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua, and for this episode, as the title suggests, we're going to be talking about one of the most expensive cars in the entire world. So as usual, let's go ahead and just dive right into it. So yes, just as the title suggests, it is one of the most expensive cars in the entire world ever created. But what is it really? Well, president of Bugatti, Stefan Winkelmann, who is also actually the former president of one of my favorite companies, Lamborghini, as I'm wearing my Mercedes-Benz shirt, they've decided to kind of create a tribute car, if you'll call it, or a modern rendition of one of the most famous and most expensive Bugattis of all time. And that's the Bugatti Atlantic, which is the Type 57 SC, which at that time was the top model of the car. So before we go ahead and dive into what's going on with the new one, we're going to take a trip back in time really quickly and talk about the old one. The old one was created by Jean Bugatti, who is the son of Bugatti's original creator, Ettore. If I'm saying that properly, my French fans, please forgive me if my French is not appropriate. But the Type 57 SC was produced from 1934 all the way through 1940. And again, there's variations of the Bugatti Type Atlantic. The Type 57 SC was the top version and the top model. Now, the SC actually is an acronym for something. SC stands for, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, surbase, basically translates to being lowered, and the C stands for compressor. So it was a lowered Type 57 Atlantic, and it was supercharged. So even back then in the 30s and 40s, Bugatti was at the top of the performance game, making lowered and supercharged versions of their production cars. Pretty awesome. Also, one of the most valuable cars of all time. If you're not aware, Ralph Lauren has one, and it is valued at $40 million. Still more expensive than the current version, which is on sale, or was on sale, I should say. It was purchased for by one individual for $12.5 million. So, yeah, these are pretty serious cars. But that's a little brief history on the old one. Bouncing back to the new one, let's check out some of the similarities between the two, because you actually can tell they do look alike a little bit. And I'm looking at the photos now, and you'll notice, like I said, some similarities between the two. The Chiron-based one, the modern version, you're going to see it's going to lose a lot of its like really aggressive curves and angles and sharp, you know, points and whatnot. And it's going to opt for a more smooth file, more luxurious, more subtle type of design, like the Atlantic does. You're also going to notice some brand new headlights, as you can tell, that the La Voiture Noir over the front wheels, along, it's going to have 6 exhaust pipes at the end. 6. I've never seen a car with 6 exhaust pipes before. I've seen 4, I've seen 2, I've seen 1, and I've seen one really long one, but not 6. 6 is quite a lot. You're also going to be able to tell that the outside of the new Bugatti is going to be completely done in carbon fiber. And, you know, outside of maybe some exterior smoother body changes, and it's being done in carbon fiber and headlights and exhaust pipes, from what I can tell, that it's pretty much it. It's just a modern rendition of the old one. I know performance-wise, it's going to be the same 8-liter W16 that's quad turbocharged. It's still going to give you 1,500 horsepower and a 1,180 foot-pounds of torque, as if that's not crazy enough to say it's going to have the normal engine. It's still going to be Chiron fast, but they decided to more go of a design and style change. I mean, the exterior, you can tell it's completely different, but the interior, nobody knows. It's such a secret, and it was only sold for one customer, and it was such, you know, a small scale, such a secret project that nobody knew about it until the car was unveiled. So we know it's going for crazy money, we know it's going for crazy fast, and we know there's only one made. pretty awesome. I wish I could give you some more insane, crazy details in regards to, you know, any upgraded performance or interior changes. But the thing is, outside of knowing it's got the normal Chiron engine and some exterior body changes, this whole thing's a secret pretty much. And that's why this is cool. And that's why I wanted to make, you know, a video about this one, is that if anybody happens to have any knowledge or anything else, some more insight that I don't know about, please let me know about this car, because I'm dying. I want to know. And if we get more info, of course, I'll make a video about it. Go ahead and shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com, or just drop some info in the comments if you happen to know something that I don't about this car. And ladies and gentlemen, that's actually pretty much it for this episode of the Car 5 Podcast, episode number 26. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, which is the Car 5 Podcast, like on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Please, please, please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Car 5 Podcast. All the videos are on there. It's live. It's growing. It's actually doing really well. We are coming up on our end of the month giveaway, so remember, to enter in that, you have to subscribe to Car 5 Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for episode number 27, April 26th. And for episode number 27, we're going to be talking about the Koenigsegg Jesko, the brand new Koenigsegg model, and how it is said to achieve 300 miles per hour. Very exciting. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe. Have a great day. Thank you.